Radio Prague News.
Some analysts have suggested that the Social Democrats' triumph in the Senate elections will indirectly impact the government's planned reforms. Several names are being floated over who will replace Przemysław Sobotka as the chairman of the upper house. Police crews have shifted location in Prague's Troja district in search for a missing 9-year-old Anna Janatkova. Political analysts have suggested that Saturday's triumph by the opposition Social Democrats, in which the party gained a majority in the upper house, could indirectly impact austerity measures and reforms put forward by the government. With 41 out of 81 seats, the Social Democrats are now in a position to delay legislation as well as influence foreign policy, such as the planned increase of troops in Afghanistan, some analysts said. Shortly after the results were finalized on Saturday, Prime Minister Petr Nečas, the head of the Civic Democratic Party, stressed that his center-right government would consult key reforms with the leftist party, but stressed that the overall responsibility for measures lay with the coalition, which won a broad mandate from voters in the general election in May. In related news, several names have been floated over who may succeed the Civic Democrats' Przemysław Sobotka as chairman of the Senate. In a TV debate program on Sunday, newly elected Social Democrat Senator and outgoing MP Zdeněk Škromach said he would be willing to serve as Senate leader if asked. Senate Deputy Leader Milan Škech, meanwhile, has openly expressed an interest. Another name being floated is that of Alena Gajduszkova, the head of the Social Democrats Senators Club. Civic Democrat Przemysław Sobotka has held the post of Senate chairman since 2004. Around 120 police officers on Sunday, along with sniffer dogs, resumed their search for missing 9-year-old Anna Janatkova, who disappeared in the area of Prague Troja on October the 13th. The little girl was last seen on her way home from school. Teams, including members of the military police, fire brigades, and climbing and emergency rescue crews, are shifting to locations closer to the Prague Zoo, a police spokeswoman confirmed. On Sunday, she described the difficulty of searching in the local terrain, which includes cliff formations and sudden inclines. The police are accepting help from volunteers who have been informed of the risks. A blaze at a cottage in the Břeclav area claimed one life on Saturday night, most likely that of the building's 35-year-old owner. Firefighters were notified about the incident shortly after 1 a.m., but had trouble proceeding due to difficult terrain. When they arrived at the scene, the entire building was already in flames. It took until morning to put the fire out. Investigators have not yet determined the exact cause, although the blaze was made worse and spread faster due to a leak from a propane-butane canister. Investigators are trying to get a positive ID on the person whose remains were found. In sport, in hockey on Saturday, Czech forward Tomáš Fleischmann scored the winning goal in overtime for the NHL's Washington Capitals, who defeated Atlanta by a score of 4-3. Another Czech Washington goalie Michal Neuwirth was also instrumental in the win, turning away 29 shots. I'm Jan Vellinger, and that's the news.